And we welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are celebrating the Motherlode Fair, which is taking place this weekend at the Motherlode Fairgrounds through Sunday evening. We're joined on the program today by Kim Hembold, who is the livestock superintendent for the Motherlode Fair, as well as president of the Motherlode Fair Board of Directors, Ron Hamilton. Kim, I'll go back to you during the start of this third segment. One thing we haven't talked about is tickets for the event. What do people need to know who are going to be coming out this weekend?
We have tickets available at the gate, both gates. They can actually come in through the livestock gate as well. So the admission prices are $10 for adults, $5 for kids ages 6 through 12. 5 and under are free. Seniors ages 62 and up are $8. And then the arena events are an additional $10 per person, and those can be purchased at the main gate or at the arena gate.
Got it. And then carnival tickets, those are purchased separately as well?
They are. They're purchased directly from the carnival, and the carnival band on site is going to be $40 for unlimited rides.
What can you say about the sponsors who have stepped up again this year to help out the fair?
We can't do anything without these sponsors. Our presenting sponsor for the fair once again is Black Oak Casino Resort. Chicken Ranch Casino is our arena sponsor. But we have a lot of smaller community sponsors. We have Blue Ribbon and Red Ribbon sponsors. We've picked up several new ones this year: Jay Bixler Inspections, Oak Valley Community Bank. We have Adventist Health. These people are just people that want to come see what they can do, help out at the fair, and help us to put on a quality community event.
Ron Hamilton, keeping that local sponsorship, is that critical to making this fair what it is?
Yeah, because we can't afford to put on an event without sponsorship. And the opportunity for them to get publicity through it is really good for their business as well.
And I'll go back to Kim Hembold. You know, again, if people are going to be coming this weekend, they walk through the gates, you know, take us through and what are the many things that they're going to see?
The first thing through those main gates is going to be an attraction called Kidstown America. It is right there on the lawn, right in front of the Tribes of Tuolumne County building. And this is kind of a assembly of pop-up tents. But this production has things for small children, so oversized Legos, chutes and ladders, small games that they can participate in while the parents just hang out there in the shade. But from there, they're going to walk right through our commercial building. The Tribes of Tuolumne County is full of commercial events. If you walk through, I really want to encourage everybody, go through the Sierra building. Look at what the community has showcased, because these are some incredibly talented artists that a lot of them are brand new this year. They took a chance and came in and entered stuff, and there are some beautiful projects in there. A lot of quilts, and those are all machine and hand quilted. But you got to walk all the way to the end of the buildings. You got to go past that gate and walk into livestock and see what these kids have done. They are just yearning to show somebody what they've done and talk about their projects. They are so proud of these.
You know, and you mentioned it, desire to get more and more exhibitors throughout the year, just who enter the different competitions. You know, what are kind of some of the various different type of things that people can enter?
They can enter clothing and textiles, arts and crafts. We have a new category called upcycle, recycle, repurpose, and reuse. So if you're somebody that's really good with seeing another purpose for a piece of furniture, take that, do what you're going to do with it, and bring it to the fair next year and enter it in that category. We do gardening. We do composting. It's just something that if you do it, we can pretty much find a place somewhere that you can enter it in our fair.
You know, BJ, fairs were started on the opportunity for people to showcase their gardening or their livestock skills. And I think it's important for the community to know, especially we have people up here with gardens that are huge and they do a lot of canning. You can showcase that and win a ribbon for it by bringing it to the fair. If you make strawberry jam or grape jelly or something, bring one of your jars and enter it in the fair. That's what fairs were founded on, was people being able to show their products that they made at home. And that's what we want to showcase here. These kids that are down in the livestock area have done a superb job with their animals, getting them ready for the fair. That's their personal projects. And the same thing in these exhibit buildings with the art and the photography. That's people's personal projects. It tells a personal story about their life, and we like to showcase that.
Very good. You know, we're talking about the fair on this weekend's Motherlode Views. And Ron Hamilton, going back to you, the you mentioned it's going to be some great carnival rides as well this year. Is that the same rides every year? Do they vary from year to year?
They vary from year to year. But what's great about this year is we're not competing with another fair. And so Paul Maurer is bringing a ton of new rides that we've never seen before. Some of the favorites from the past are going to be there as well, though.
And then, as you mentioned, too, a lot of good entertainment. So just swing on out there.
A lot of great music to tap your foot and dance to on the main stage. A lot of entertainment in the arena on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night. So come on out and have a good time. You know, we've been cooped up for too long. We've been serious about life for a while. It's time to have a weekend where you can just relax and laugh and see your friends. And that's what the Motherlode Fair is all about.
And correct me if I'm wrong, really a lot of volunteers are what make up this fair, because it's a pretty small fair staff, correct?
The fair staff consists of four people. Most of them are part-time. So the fair really does live its life on volunteers, especially in that livestock area, because there's a lot of moving parts to it with the animals. You know, when you have 39 steers and 100 hogs, you've got to have a lot of people helping those kids get to the fair. And we couldn't make it in this industry or in this fair without the volunteers from the community.
Ron, too, you mentioned your decades that you've been involved with the fair, you know, as a participant and as a parent and as a leader. You know, has it evolved and changed much over the year, or has it kind of stayed the same over the years?
Some things have stayed the same. I mean, the way we come into the fair with our animals, but the way they show is different. The way the weight and the selection of the meat is different. The carnival has changed. I remember years when we'd have fireworks in the arena every year, and then there were years where we couldn't because of drought and fire conditions. And the rides have changed. The faces have changed, of course. We have people that have come and gone. But what doesn't change is the heart and the attitude and the personality of this community. We're a small community that helps each other in times of need. Everyone's friends when we're together. And I think that's what's important to celebrate during the fair.
I'll go back to Kim. Anything else that we haven't talked about or highlighted yet that'd be worth bringing up on today's show?
I don't think so. I think we've covered everything that's going to be happening on our grounds this weekend.
And we're hoping for that big turnout, you know, Saturday afternoon for the livestock show. Again, can you recap the time and the location?
Buyer registration is going to start at 3 down on the livestock lawn, and then 4 o'clock we're going to kick off the auction. If anybody has questions, they want to find out more about it, come into the livestock office and my staff would be happy to help.
Very good, Ron Hamilton. Anything else that we haven't brought up that you'd like to add as well?
No, we'd like to just say thank you to Clark Broadcasting for having us here today and encourage the community to come out and see our community at its finest.
It's going to be a great event all throughout the weekend, and check it out, the Motherlode Fair taking place at the Motherlode Fairgrounds. You know, and I'll go back to Ron Hamilton. As board president of the fair board of directors, are you optimistic about the future, or do you think fairs will continue to evolve in the years ahead?
I think our fair will. Mm-hmm. I don't know about big city fairs or big fairs, but I know that ours will, because ours is more about community and an opportunity for the community to come in unity. That's what community means. And we have a great community, so I think our fair will last for many more years to come.
Excuse me. Any just kind of hidden gems that you can think of that maybe are kind of off the beaten path of the fair that you definitely want to check out? I'll go back to Kim. Put you on the spot there.
Yeah. I think it goes back to the Sierra building. It's a building that, you know, if you're just walking by it, maybe there's nothing to draw you in there. It's right next to the first aid booth. But open the doors and take a step through, because we have a new exhibits coordinator and she's done some amazing things in there. But we also forgot to mention that we are going to have indoor dining, air conditioned, in the Manzanita building. We do have a beer booth located in there, and they're going to be serving margaritas as well. You know, get whatever you want there in the food booth and take it in there and relax and some air conditioning. We've got the TVs going, so probably some sports games on that I'm going to miss. But
good chance to hang out with your fellow community members.
Yeah.
Is there still a commercial wine competition this year as well?
We had it in the book, but we didn't get any entries.
Okay. So maybe next year or the years to come.
We'd like to see that build back up, yeah.
So kind of just all types of different exhibits in the community, just encouraging people to sign up and take advantage. I know I have a young child who was saying he wants to maybe next year enter the photography competition. So he's been looking for interesting spots here. So maybe over the coming months, and hopefully enter next year. We'll have to see. So. And again, for anybody who's going to come, what is kind of the hours and that type of thing?
It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 3 to 11.
Okay, and tickets at the gate.
Yes.
And Kim, one more time, the ticket prices?
Adults are $10. Children 6 to 12 are $5. 5 and under are free. Seniors 62 and up are $8. And then the arena events are $10, either at the main gate or at the arena gate.
Well, we thank you both for coming on today and getting us up to speed on everything about the Motherlode Fair.
Thank you, BJ.
Thank you.
Again, we thank our guests on this weekend's Motherlode Views, Ron Hamilton, president of the Motherlode Fair Board of Directors, and we also had Kim Hembold, who is the livestock superintendent for the Motherlode Fair. We've been talking a lot about the fair that's taking place this weekend. Some of the events have already taken place. It's kind of just a celebration this weekend show, as it was recorded earlier in the week, about the various things taking place at the Motherlode Fair. And we thank both our guests for what they do with the fair and being active every single year. And we'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.